On either side of the Irish Sea. It was about time he won the Grand National, and that he has just done on I Am Maximus. How's it feeling?
It's surreal, to tell you the truth. It hasn't really sunk in yet. I'm trying to watch it over your shoulder here and see, try and relive it. You know, we went down the inside, bit of luck.
Should we watch the closing stages together and you can discuss it?
We got a lot of luck. Yeah, I felt down over the last two. The loose one was in front and it was getting messy, but I thought when I'd get him out and get a bit of air, a clean air, that that there was a little bit in the tank, and there definitely was. You know, he hit the line so strong.
There's loads in the tank, isn't there? That's a classy national winner.
It was, yeah. I'd have to have a word with whoever put the saddle on. We went back fairly far, right? But we'd forgive him now.
So tell me about the rest of the race and how that went.
Yeah, he actually took to them really well early on and got a fright in the middle of it and missed the chair. And he just got a little cautious then, but I had plenty of weight and I thought we were going a nice gallop that had a nice position. I was getting a nice lead off the grey horse in front of me. He was jumping brilliant and I had a little bit of room there. And he just warmed back into it well. But didn't see a whole lot of the last two, and it was, didn't fly them, but took them on, you know.
He has got a habit of going left at his fences, but it doesn't seem ingrained. How was he?
He was actually way better. I'd say he was a bit confused by the fences, to be honest. Did go left, obviously, at a couple, but just to correct himself. But he took on the first few really well, which was a pleasant surprise.
And you didn't need to find space like you did in the Irish Grand National. Is he growing up?
Probably is. Like, I ended up in a nice little pocket. I don't know if I was, you know, but it did bunch up back around here, and then I missed a chair. But like, he definitely is. He's growing up. He's maturing, and we're probably learning about him as well.
After he won the Bobby Joe last time, Willie was talking about him in terms of being a Gold Cup horse and being a Grade One horse. And at the time, I was thought, oh, you're having a bubble, aren't you? But really, he's right as ever, isn't he?
I'd imagine so. I kind of felt the same to come from where he did in the Irish National, getting that far back in such a competitive race. I know we had a nice racing weight that day, but he showed a lot of class and the ability is in there. So that's the main part. That's what I was taking coming here today, anyway.
And it looked from the outside like it was a relatively, bar for the title holder going at the first, relatively an eventful race. Was that how it rode to?
I didn't see too many of them, to be honest. There was only the great lad in front of me. I was locking on him, and that's all I seen, really. I was tucked away in there, and I was minding my own business.
And test-wise, how would you compare it? Because obviously those modifications have been made to the race. Did you notice it?
They're fair. You know, I rubbed a few, and they slowed you down. And that's what they're supposed to do, but they don't knock you over unless you deserve to go. So they definitely still take respect, and you know, it's still a unique test.
And did you dream as a young boy of winning the Grand National?
Every young boy does that has a pony. You look forward to Christmas as much for the presents as getting the Christmas tree afterwards and building the Grand National fence. And yeah, it's a unique race and it's a special race, yeah.
I shall enjoy it sinking in your mind. Many, many congratulations, Paul. Well done with your success in the National.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
You.